弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning, every brother and sister, peace.
我们今天讲到的题目是在苦难中认识神。
Today our topic is talk about knowing God through suffering.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的五章和六章。
So we're going to look at the Exodus chapter 5 to 6.
我读过的第一个神学院呢是在芝加哥的穆迪神学院。
My first seminary school is the Moody in Chicago.
这个神学院呢有一个外号
，and there's a nickname，
叫做宣教士的西点军校
，and so it's like a West Point of the missionary。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为根据这个统计呢，从北美派出去的跨文化宣教士，其中大概10%都是这一个学校培养出来的。
So according to study, there are about 10% of the missionary came from the school.
我们教会呢每年都有这个宣教主日。
And our church will always have the mission Sunday.
穆迪神学院呢每一年有一个宣教周。
And so the, in Moody's, we have a mission week.
有一次呢我记得很清楚、有一个宣教机构的负责人呢到我们学校来招募新的宣教士。
So I remember vividly, there's one organization came to our school looking for missionaries.
这个前辈呢就讲起几十年前他还是一个小学生的时候他怎么样有那样的一个心智要做一个宣教士。
And he still remember how he committed himself when he was a little boy.
他记得他还是一个小男孩的时候呢他有一天早晨出去草坪上去取报纸回来。
And so one day when he was a little boy, he went out to pick a newspaper.
他拿起那个报纸呢，一看，看到了这样一个故事，一个新闻。
So he, when he picked up the newspaper, he found this news.
就是有五个很年轻的，大概都是在30岁左右的宣教士，他们被神呼召呢，要去南美洲厄瓜多尔的一个几乎是与世隔绝的。这个原住民的部落去传福音。
And so there are five very young missionaries that they are about 30 years old. They were called to a very isolated area, Ecuador, to preach gospels.
他们其实呢之前做了很充分的准备。
And they prepare very well.
他们呢要到那个区域没有道路他们就开飞机其中有一位是这个飞行员宣教士。
And so because there's no very smooth road, so they have to fly a plane, and one of them was a pilot.
他们降落在这个有一个比较平整的河滩上面。
So they were landing in a sandbar.
他们带了很多的礼物，甚至是他们之前的想尽办法，从一个这个从这个部落里面逃出来的一个女士那里呢，学习到他们的语言。
And so they tried to learn their language, and they brought also a lot of gifts.
他们一开始跟这个当地人的这个互动呢，其实还是很友善的。
And so in the beginning, when their interaction with the tribe was pretty friendly.
但是呢，后来，人们发现他们的时候呢，他们都是被这个土著人用长矛刺死的。
And so by the time when they found them, they were speared to death.
这有一个很这个很痛苦的问题要问。
So I have a very difficult question to ask you.
这些年轻人他们顺服神的呼召他们去做神想要他们去做的事情为什么遭遇了这样的苦难
And so those the people, they follow the very obedient to God's calling, but why those things happen to them?
我们想我们顺服神的旨意是不是应该这一切就有神的祝福一切都是顺利的呢
So we're thinking that once we're obedient to God, that everything should be smooth.
你有没有过这样的问题
Do you ever have this thought?
你有没有这样的经历你顺服神的呼召你去做一件神想要你去做的事情但是这个过程中遇到很多的困难甚至是别人的不理解。
So have you ever experienced that when you're obedient to God and to follow God's guiding, but then you encounter a lot of difficulties?
你对神的这个感受是什么样的
And that's how you feel at that moment.
你有没有觉得被神放弃了
And you feel that you've been given up by God.
甚至被神背叛了
And was even betrayal.
这些宣教士他们去宣教的时候呢其实都是已经有家庭甚至有小孩子的
And those missionaries, they already have family and children.
你看这些年轻的妻子，这些幼小的孩子，他们一下子都失去了父亲。
And all the, if you look at their young wives and the children, they lost their father and husband.
他们心里会不会也有这样的问题？神啊，你为什么是这样子的？
They might have the same question. Why did that happen to us?
然后这些宣教士的家庭呢，他们本来可以选择仇恨，选择选择这个苦读。在他们的心里面
the family of the mission, they can choose bitterness and then and hateful.
但是呢，他们选择了原谅。
But that rather, they choose to forgive.
他们知道呢，这样的悲剧的发生是因为那些原住民他们不认识耶稣基督。
They know that when the reason it happened because those tribes did not know God.
这故事还没有结束。
But the story did not end.
他们有的家庭呢，就培养他们的孩子。长大以后呢，又再次回到他们这个父亲牺牲的那个原始丛林里去。
And so some of the family continue to raise their children to go back to the tribe.
又经过很多年的努力。
And that takes so many decades of effort.
在那个部落里呢，建立了教会。
And so in that tribe, they start a church.
他们给很多人施洗，就是在他们的父亲这个被刺死的那个同样的河流里面施洗。
And so they baptized the people in that river bend that when they those missionaries were killed.
然后他们的故事呢，也鼓励了很多的人，就是去踏上这样的宣教的旅程。
And so this story actually encouraged so many people to step in this difficult path of a missionary.
我们今天呢要读的经文是。我们看到一个人他被神呼召去顺服神，但是并不意味着他所做的一切的事情就尽都是顺利的。
And so even someone that is going to obey God, but does not mean that that person is going to have a smooth sailing.
当我们遇到这样困难的时候，我们对神会不会有疑问？
And when we encounter the difficulty, do we have a question?
会不会有失望？
And do we have a doubt and disappointment?
甚至是有没有人会因为这样的事情就远离神了？
And so we actually distant God.
我们在开始讲到之前呢，一起来做一个祷告。
And so let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dearly Heavenly Father, Son and the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的经文，让我们更多的来认识你和我们自己。
We want to thank you to give those verses so we can know you better.
这是一个非常困难的问题。
And this is a very provoking and difficult question.
但是主啊，你要通过这样的苦难，让我们更多的来认识你。
And through those difficulty and the suffering, that we can know you better.
求你此时此刻就临在我们中间。
Continue to be with us today.
圣灵充满我们每一个人。
Holy Spirit fill us all.
让我们真的是在你的话语中，我们被你紧紧的抓住，我们更多的认识你和我们自己。
And so the through your words that we can know you better and help us spiritually grow.
我们把以下的时间完全的仰望在你的手中。
And we continue to put the time into your hands.
愿意你开启我们的心窍，让我们能够更加的明白你的话语。
And open our hearts so we know your words better.
主要谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起来看，我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
So we have three parts.
第一个部分是顺服的代价。
The first is the cost of obedience.
第二个部分是苦难中诚实的祷告。
And second part is an honest prayer in crisis.
第三个部分呢，是在黑暗中认识我是耶和华。
Then knowing I am the Lord in the darkness.
我们先来读这个出埃及记五章的一节。
And let's read the Exodus chapter 5 verse 1.
此后，摩西、亚伦去对法老说：“耶和华以色列的神这样说：容我的百姓去。”在旷野向我守节。
Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to the Pharaoh and said, This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness.
我们在前一章呢，出埃及记第四章，我们看见摩西他一再的找借口来推脱这个神的呼召。
In Exodus chapter 4, Moses find all kinds of excuses to reject a God's calling.
但是呢，他最终呢，顺服了神。
But in the end, he will be obey God.
他呢，真的是去按照神差派他的这个方向，还有交代他的事情，去和他这个哥哥亚伦去见了法老。
And so actually, he decided to went to Pharaoh with his brother Aaron.
然后他说的话呢，也是耶和华神教导他要说的话。
And what he spoke was the what God has taught him.
他说耶和华以色列的神这样说容我的百姓去。
And this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says, let my people go.
可是呢我们一起来读第二节。
And let's read verse 2.
法老说耶和华是谁使我听他的话容以色列人去呢我不认识耶和华也不容以色列人去。
First said, who is the Lord that I shall obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord and I will not let Israel go.
法老问耶和华是谁
And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord?
他不是真的想知道耶和华是怎样的一位神，是谁。
He didn't really care to know God.
他不是真的想要认识耶和华神。
He didn't want to know this Lord.
他问这个问题呢，不是出于他的好奇心和他的求知欲。
He asked the question not from his curiosity.
我们知道呢，古代埃及是一个多神教的社会。
I know Egypt actually has a multi-god.
狗可以是狗神。
And there's a god of God, a dog.
猫可以是猫神
，and the god of a cat。
鳄鱼是可以是鳄鱼神
，and the god of a crocodile。
太阳呢是太阳神
，and god of sun。
然后呢，他的这个法老也是神
，and even Pharaoh himself is a god。
所以法老在这问耶和华是谁
？And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord?"
这个问题是一个挑衅的、挑战性的问题。
It's a challenging a question。
他是在质疑。这个权柄谁的权柄更大
？He's really a question of who has more authority.
然后我们一起来读这个五章的九节。
And let's read chapter 5, verse 9.
加重这人的工作，叫他们劳碌，不听虚谎的话。
And so mark the work harder for the men, so they kept working and pay no attention to lies.
这是法老对于摩西和亚伦他们请求的一个回应。
And this is the response of Pharaoh.
本来希伯来人在埃及地呢已经做奴隶几百年的时间了。
Israel has been working a hard labor for a few hundred years.
他们的苦难呢本来已经很深重了。
And their burden is already very heavy.
然后当摩西和亚伦去请求法老让这些人离开的时候呢法老加重了他们的苦难。
And so when Moses and Aaron asked Pharaoh to let them go, and Pharaoh actually increased their labor.
本来是要求他们呢这个去做砖有法老安排别的人去供应这个草让他们混在砖里面。
And so actually in the beginning, asked them to make bricks from the straws, and so they can supply the bricks.
现在呢，法老说这些草我不提供给你们了，你们自己去找草，然后这个做砖的数量呢一点都不能减少。
So you cannot decrease the amount of the quota of the bricks. You need to look for the straw yourself.
原本他们这个被奴役已经是在一个极限的。状态里
so they are already in a situation that they are in extreme difficulties.
现在这样的压迫呢，已经是突破了这样的极限。
So this oppression even extreme their tolerance of this issue.
那么我们有没有过这样的情况
？Have we ever experienced something like this as well?
我们顺服神。
We are being obey God.
我们去去做神要我们做的事情
，and do whatever God wants us to do。
结果我们发现，我们遇到的障碍，我们遇到的困难，别人的这样的嘲讽，是比以前更严重的事情。
However, that we even encounter more difficulty and obstacles。
神为什么允许这样的事情
？But why God let it happen？
有的神学家呢说，苦难是我们更加学习认识神的教室。
And some of the theologians said the suffering is a classroom for us to know God.
在这个以赛亚书四十三章二节这里讲
is Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
So when you pass through the water, I will be with you.
你趟过江河，水必不漫过你。
And when you pass through the river, they will not sweep over you.
你走过火。必不被烧。
When you go through the fire, you will not be burned.
火焰也不着在你身上。
The flame will not set you ablaze.
有一个大家呢，可能很多人都非常喜欢的诗歌。
And there's a hymn that a lot of people really like.
是讲这个我们走在沙滩上留下的脚印。
And talk about the footprints on the sand.
本来呢，我们与耶稣同行。这个沙滩上呢，有两个人，两对脚印。
And so when we were walking with the Lord, there's a two set of footprints.
结果呢，突然有一段，你发现只留下一对脚印在那里走过。
And so for one area, there's only one set of footprints.
然后你看的时候呢，哇，你想起来，这是你人生最困难的一个阶段。
And so when you look at, this is the most difficult time that you ever had in your life.
你在祷告中你问耶稣，为什么在我最困难的时候你离开了我呢？
And you ask God, why did you leave me when I was in a difficult situation?
但是耶稣说，你仔细看那个脚印是谁的。
And pay attention, whose footprints is?
啊，你发现那个脚印其实是耶稣的。
And it's not yours, it's Jesus.
耶稣说，在你最困难的那个时刻呢，是我背着你走过来的。
And so during your most difficult time, I carry you over.
然后呢，我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
And let's look at the second point.
就是在苦难中的诚实祷告。
And so hold honest prayer in the crisis.
我们一起来读五章的二十一节。
And let's read chapter 5, verse 21.
愿耶和华监察你们，施行判断，因为你们使我们在法老和他臣仆眼前成了可憎恶的，把刀递在他们手中杀我们。
May the Lord look on you and judge you. You have made us obnoxious to Pharaoh and his officials and have put the sword in their hand to kill us.
考考大家，看有没有提前读这个经文做预习。
And so I want to give you a test. Have you ever prepared this verse before?
这个话是谁对谁讲的？
Who's saying that to whom?
以色列的长老
，and actually the overseer of Israelite，
他对谁讲
？Who they are talking to？
是对摩西和亚伦讲。
And those overseer are talking to Aaron and Moses。
摩西和亚伦，他们特别是摩西，从本来一个很安稳的一个情况啊，然后呢又回到埃及地，然后呢又去见这个当时全世界可能最有权势的一个统治者。
So actually, Moses was in a very ordinary.Life very stable, but was called out and to go to Egypt and was facing Pharaoh.
是为的谁
？Why?
是为的这些以色列人去为他们主张权利，要让他们离开这个在埃及地的奴役。
And is to call out Israelite to all of their misery.
结果呢，现在遇到了困难。
Now they're facing tremendous challenges.
这些以色列的长老其实说话已经算是很客气了。
And those overseer, I say when they spoke.Is probably pretty modest.
但是呢，依然是在埋怨他们。
But they will continue to complain to Aaron and Moses.
而且呢，是以耶和华的名义呢去责备他们。
And is they use the word the Lord?
哦呀，这时候摩西，我不知道他的心里是有什么样的感受。
I don't know how Moses feel at the time.
哦，可能受尽了委屈。
And feel really wrong.
可能非常的失望。
And very disappointed.
然后我们来看。这个五章的二十二节。
And let's look chapter 5, verse 22.
我们一起来读。
And let's read.
摩西回到耶和华那里说，主啊，你为什么苦待着百姓呢？为什么打发我去呢？
Moses returned to the Lord and said, Why, Lord? Why have you brought trouble on this people? Isn't this why you sent me?
这是人的软弱啊。
And this is the weakness of a human.
我们在遇到困难、遇到不顺利的情况的时候，总喜欢去找一个人去责备、去埋怨。
And so when we're facing difficulty and suffering, we always like to find one person to blame.
遇到这样的加重的苦难呢，以色列的长老他们选择去埋怨摩西和亚伦。
So during the instance, the overseer decided to blame Moses and Moses and Aaron.
然后摩西呢，心里也苦啊。
And Moses feel was feel bitter as well.
然后呢，他来到，他说回到耶和华那里。
So he came to pray to the Lord.
然后他来埋怨神。
He complained to God.
说主啊，你为什么苦待着百姓？然后你为什么从一开始你要打发我去呢
？And why do you send me to Pharaoh?
我们看看神是怎么样回应他。
And let's see how Lord responded to him.
我们先看这个，摩西还没有说完。
And the Moses continued to say this.
我们一起来读二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
自从我去见法老，奉你的名说话，他就苦待这百姓，你一点也没有拯救他们。
Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on this people, and you have not rescued your people at all.
摩西说，你差派我去见法老。
You have sent me to see Pharaoh.
然后呢，我是奉着你的名讲你要我讲的话。
I spoke whatever you want me to say.
但是这个结果是什么呢
？But what's the consequence?
法老更加的苦待着百姓。
And Pharaoh actually increased the labor to Israelite.
然后呢，摩西这下面半句话呢是语气非常强烈的。
And so what Moses said, his words very strong.
耶和华神，你说你要拯救这百姓，但是你一点也没有拯救他们。
And so you want to rescue those people, but you have not rescued those people.
从这样的经文里面，你能够体会到摩西心中的那样的挫败感，那样的失望吗？
Can you sense the frustration of the Moses?
你觉得是不是他被神耍了？
And do you feel that God's playing him?
被神出卖了？
And betray him?
然后我们看看这个应用。
And let's look at some of the application here.
你觉得摩西他回到耶和华那里做这样的祷告是合适的还是不合适的？
Do you think that it's appropriate for Moses to pray to God like this?
然后我们看上下文，看耶和华神有没有责备他，不应该这样祷告呢？
And we see the God scorn him and for that kind of prayer.
没有。
No.
我们觉得摩西他这样回到神那里去这个哭诉是很真实的。
And so he's crying to God is real.
那么在我们每一个人的生活里面，你有没有过那种在吃苦，在经历一些不顺利，受委屈，但是你假装一切都好？
And so have you ever pretend that everything is fine when you are in suffering or crisis?
在你来到神的面前，你祷告的时候呢，一切都是积极正面的。
And so when you even pray to God, everything sounds positive.
你只会做感恩。
And you only give thanks.
你会像摩西这样去哭诉吗？
And will you ever be like Moses to cry to God?
那么什么样的人会来到神面前去哭诉？
And what kind of people will come to God and cry to God?
他是不是一个不相信神存在的人？
And is that the kind of person disbelieve?
不会。
No.
他是不是一个相信神存在但是不相信神关心我们的人？
And he believes God's existence but do notThink that God really cares for us.
也不会的。
No.
我就在想，一个孩子，他如果受了委屈，他会去找谁去痛哭？
And so when children encounter some troubles, who they cry to?
他会去找爸爸妈妈。
And usually cry to their parents.
因为爸爸妈妈对他的关心是非常真实存在的。
Because the care of the parents is real.
因为他跟爸爸妈妈之间的那个关系是确实存在的。
And because relationship is real.
这个孩子不会在大街上随便找着一个陌生人，然后就抱着他去哭诉他受了什么样的委屈。
And the child will not go to the street and just find a stranger to complain.
所以当摩西他来到神面前去那样去哭诉的时候，其实是神愿意的。
And so when Moses came to the Lord and cried out, and God pleased that.
这是一种信心的体现。
And it's a manifestation of the faith.
然后我们来看呢，神他不需要你美化你的祷告。
And God does not need our beautified prayers.
就非常诚实的把你心中的这样的情绪，你说是像是这个新约圣经里面告诉我们要献给神。
And so just offer our honest feeling to God.
那么将你最黑暗的这个经历呢带到神的面前，这本身是一种信任的体现。
And so bring your doctrine before God itself is an act of faith.
圣经里面还有类似的榜样。
And so there are many examples in the Bible.
在诗篇的22:1。
And Psalm 22.
很多神学家呢相信这是大卫处在一个非常困难的时候他向神的祷告。
And this is the prayer of David who was going through a really difficult time.
大卫说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
为什么远离不救我，不听我哀哼的言语？
Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cry of anguish?
我们从这个大卫的祷告里面觉得他的信心是软弱呢，还是刚强呢？
And so if you look at his prayer, his face is strong or weak?
我们每个人的信心都有刚强的时候，也有软弱的时候。
Our faith goes, sometimes goes just like a valley, go up and down.
但是至少我看见大卫的信心是非常真实的。
But we know that his faith of David is very real.
也看到神为什么拣选他，后来使用他，让他成为这个以色列历史上最伟大的君王。
And so why God chose him? Because of his faith. He became the greatest king in Israel.
那么我们有没有那种信心是把我们那种软弱、那种痛苦、那种受到的委屈带到神面前真实的表达给他？
And so do we have that faith that we're able to come to the Lord to tell how God, how we feel?
弟兄姐妹们，没有受过委屈的人举手我看一下。
Have you ever feel that you were being wrong?
我们每个人都有的。
We all have gone through it.
但是你相不相信神关心我们，他在乎这一切？
And do you believe that God really cares for us?
我们可以勇敢地带到神的面前做那样 诚实的祷告。
We need to come to God boldly and to have that prayer.
第三部分呢，我们一起来学习在黑暗中认识我是耶和华。
The third part is talking about knowing I'm the Lord in the dark.
我们一起来读六章一节。
And let's read chapter 6 verse 1.
耶和华对摩西说，现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，因为他被大能的手所强迫，必容他们去。被大能的手所强迫，必将他们赶出他的地去。
Then the Lord said to Moses, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hands, he will let people go. And because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country.
耶和华呢？神并不是没有作为的。
And it's not God wasn't doing anything.
但是神呢却稍微有意的等了一等。
But he waited.
甚至是等到这些以色列人他们所受的苦难被加重。
And so even he waited the labor was increased for those Israelites.
当摩西呢向神哭诉说你一点都没有拯救他们。
And so when Moses cried out, said, you did not rescue our people.
说这个耶和华神你为什么派我去让我说那样的话反倒他们的苦难被加重这是一个非常撕心裂肺的问题。
And so why have you sent me to rescue people?
耶和华神呢并没有去解释为什么这苦难被加重为什么这一切发生。
The Lord did not explain why did it happen.
但是神呢给他一个应许说 我要做这些事情。
And God gave him a promise, I'm going to do those things.
在这个六章的前面这一段呢耶和华说了七个我要做什么事情一定会做什么事情。
So in the chapter 6, the Lord said, I will do seven times.
那么这里说呢他必被大能的手所强迫必容他们去。
And so he said, my mighty hand will let them go.
而且呢这里说必将他们赶出他的地区。
And also be, drive them out of this country.
本来呢摩西和亚伦去求这个法老说让这些奴隶他们可以离开。
And so when in the beginning, Aaron and Moses asked Pharaoh to let their people go.
但是呢耶和华神说到了那样一个地步到了后来法老要主动的让这些人离开。
But actually, on the contrary, the Pharaoh was the one taking initiative to let the people go.
然后呢非常重要的一节经文，我们一起来读六章二节。
And let's read the chapter 6 verse 2.
神晓谕摩西说：“我是耶和华。”
God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord."
这不是神第一次对摩西这样讲。
And this is not the first time the Lord said to Moses.
在之前呢，在旷野那个燃烧的荆棘中，耶和华神已经告诉摩西他的名字是耶和华。
And in the burning bushes, the God already let him know, I am the Lord.
为什么神又再一次对摩西说我是耶和华好像以为摩西忘记了他的名字叫什么。
But why God say that again, I'm the Lord?
因为耶和华这个名字本身是有这个非常深的属灵的意义的。
And because I'm the Lord has a very deep spiritual meaning.
我们来看这个希伯来文耶和华 Yahweh 这个词本身呢是一个动词。
And so Yahweh is a verb.
这个动词呢就是是就是存在。
And means I am who I am.
我们起名字呢都是以别的一些外部的这个事物来给人起名字。
And very often we try to give a name, usually use the outside some characters or things that to give people a name.
有的人是在上海出生的名字就叫沪生。
And so people was born in Shanghai, so the name has also born in Shanghai.
有的人是在嘉陵江旁边出生的名字就叫嘉陵。
And so the people, 嘉陵, so it's from the river.
但是有什么样外部的事物可以帮助给这个创造宇宙万物的创造主起名字呢
？And what can give God more name from outside things？
没有啊。
No。
所以神的名字呢，是一切存在的这个本源、
And、
基础。
He is the creator。
是这个存在这个动词。
And it's a verb。
所以当神说再一次说我是耶和华的时候呢，是把他的名字。特别是在这个希伯来的文化里面，这个名字呢是体现这个本质和权柄的。
And they say, "I am the Lord, magnify His authority."
再一次的呢，用他的这个耶和华的名字呢，是给摩西确据，给他信心。
And to give the reassurance to Moses.
我们一起来读六章三节。
And let's read the chapter 6 verse 3.
我从前以全能神的名显现给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，至于我名耶和华，没有将他指示他们。
Appear to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them.
神的名字耶和华呢，在历史上第一次，告诉人启示出来是给摩西。
And so the first time that revealed to people, I'm the Lord, is to Moses.
以前呢，神并没有向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各来启示他的这个耶和华的名字。
God did not reveal his name to Jacob, Abraham, and what's one more? Isaac.
哎，大家觉得不对啊？我们读这个创世纪的时候，不是已经这个一开始就说耶和华神如何如何
？And so, well, it seems like something wrong in the Genesis. God already said, "I am."
创世纪是谁写的呢
？Who wrote Genesis?
按照这个犹太人和教会的传统，创世纪是摩西五经中的第一卷书，是摩西写下来的。
So Moses actually wrote the first one of the five books.
所以到了摩西的这个时代呢，神向他启示他的名字是耶和华。
And so the during the Moses' time that God revealed himself to Moses, I am the Lord.
我们一起来读六章六节。
And let's do verse 6.
所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂并大施刑罚，将你们从埃及人的重担下领出来，救赎你们脱离他们的苦役。
Therefore, say to Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slave to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretching arm and with a mighty act of judgment.
所以我们看神呢，他故意的等待了一下。
And so actually, God intentionally waited for a little bit.
甚至是让这些以色列人他们所受的这个奴役这样的苦难更加加重了。
And so the Israel has to suffer a harsh labor.
但是神呢，在我们这个苦难中呢，他应许要施行他的大能。
However, during our suffering, God will show us that His mighty power.
要拯救我们。
He's going to rescue us.
那么神的这样的有意的等待，这样加重的苦难，对于我们更加认识神有没有帮助呢
？So would that really help us know God that God's intentional waiting?
其实是有帮助的。
Yes.
我们一起来读六章七节。
And let's read the chapter 6 verse 7.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华你们的神，是将你们从埃及的重担下领出来的。
I will take you as my own people, then I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians.
这是神给我们的应许，给以色列人的应许。
And this is the promise for us, and also promise for Israel.
而且他不光呢，是再一次的向摩西重申他是耶和华。
And so he continued to emphasize, I am the Lord.
他也向以色列的百姓呢。来说我是耶和华你们的神。
And he also told Israel, I am the Lord of your God.
那我们真的知道耶和华这个名字的意思吗
？Do we really know the meaning of I am the Lord?
不光是知道这个名字的意思，我们真的跟耶和华神有这种认识他，就像我们认识我们的家人朋友一样那样的个人关系吗
？Besides knowing the name, do we really know he just like a family, just like our family?
我们一起来读六章八节。
And let's read verse 8.
我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地？我要将你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
I will bring you to the land I swore with an uplifting hand to give you to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord.
我们的神是一位立约的神。
And he gives the covenant.
就像我们买卖房产要签合同。
And it's just like a contract when we're selling or buying a house.
我们跟别人呢签订这样的商业的约定呢，通常是这个对等的、平等的地位才会这样做。
So when we have to sign a contract, usually is equal from both sides.
我们原本是根本没有资格跟宇宙的创造主去签订这种平等的这个约定、这种合同。
So in the beginning, we're not equal to God to sign any kind of contract.
但是神呢？却愿意与我们立约。
But God is willing to give us the covenant.
为什么
？Why？
这完全是体恤 我们信心的软弱。
Because he's a compassion for our weak faith.
我们看见神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，整个过程是神主动的。
And so when we see when he gave the covenant to Abraham, he took initiative.
是因为我们的信心软弱，神呢再一次的告诉我们，他是一位跟我们签了合同，有这样的约定的神。
Because our faith is weak and small, so he's willing to give us this covenant.
然后他重申了这样的约之后呢，他再一次强调我是耶和华。
When he said this covenant, he said, I am the Lord.
我们来回顾一下我们今天讲到的三个要点。
So let's review the three major points.
我们学习到呢，顺服不等于顺利。
And we learned about obedience does not equal ease.
我们顺服神的呼召去做他要我们做的事情，但是居然我们遇到的困难比之前还要多。
And sometimes we're being obedient, but we're facing even more difficulties.
我们去服侍这些以色列人，结果发现他们不理解我们，埋怨我们，结果呢，这个冤枉我们。
And so, like Moses and Aaron try to serve the Israelites, but they didn't understand.
然后我们学习到第二点呢，就是诚实的哀歌呢，不是软弱，而是信心的表达。
And so the talk about honest lament is not weakness, actually the manifestation of faith.
我们敢于像一个受了委屈的小孩子一样来到父母的怀抱中，去把我们真实的感受去交给神。
Are we in distress? Are we willing to come to the Lord to tell the Lord what's going on, just like the parents?
在这样的过程中呢，我们就更加的经历神，认识神，也被这个神所建立。
And so during the process, we experience God, and then we continue to grow.
然后第三点呢，我们学习到神呢真的使用苦难作为一个我们学习认识他的教室。
And so the God used the suffering as the classroom.
神在那个最黑暗的地方呢启示他的名字，让我们认识他。
And so God reveals his name in the darkest place.
如果可能在一个很平顺的环境里面，你只知道哦，他的名字叫做耶和华。
And so when everything is good, that you just know he's God.
但是真正在这个苦难里面的时候，你认识耶和华神，他是宇宙万物的创造者，他是一切存在的根源和基础。
And so when you really go through difficulty and you learn about he's the Lord, he's the creator of the universe.
一切的权柄都在他那里。
All the authority came from him.
而且他居然关心每一个微小的我们。
And so he cares and loves every one of us.
他还是一个与我们立约的神。
And he set the covenant with us.
那么在接下去的一周的时间里面，
So next week,
我想挑战大家。
I'm going to give you a challenge.
将你的苦难诚实地带到神的面前来。
And bring your suffering honestly before God.
有没有什么样的痛苦是你从来没有向神诉说过的？
And there's anything, difficult things that you never share with God.
在我们自己的读经祷告的过程里面，不用再假装一切都是好的。
And we don't need to pretend everything is good.
你来到神的面前，就像我们今天学习摩西一样，说出你真实的感受来。
You come to the Lord, just like Moses, speak your honest feelings.
好的，到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
So let's memorize the verse.
我们一起来读出埃及记六章七节。
Exodus chapter 6 verse 7.
我们一起读三遍，之后呢有考试。
And let's read three times and then we're going to give a little test.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是将你们从埃及的重担下领出来的。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是将你们从埃及的重担下领出来的。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是将你们从埃及的重担下领出来的。
I will take you as my own people, then I'll be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians.
大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Are you ready? And try to memorize to the people next to you.Brought you up from under the yoke of Egyptians.
这节经文有点长。
The verse actually is a little bit longer than usual.
但是大家呢背得非常好。
But I can see you memorize very well.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
So let's have a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样一个很难的一章经文。
We want to thank you for the very difficult the verses.
我们真的有这样的问题，为什么主啊，我们顺服你的呼召的时候呢，却经常会遇到更加深重的苦难。
And so we all sometimes have a question when we try to obey you, but we're facing more difficulties.
但是主啊，你告诉我们你是耶和华。
But you said, I am the Lord.
你让我们在这样的苦难中呢，更加的来认识你。
And during the difficult time that we know you better.
主啊，谢谢你，愿意你来打开我们的心，让我们每一个人都可以坦然无惧的来到你的面前，把我们真实的感受交给你。
And we just want to thank you. Open our hearts. We're willing to reveal our true feeling to you.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.